Florida lawmakers say they want to crack down on human trafficking, specifically sex trafficking, and the legislature is considering increasing penalties on those who solicit for prostitution. Bills on the move would tackle the issue simultaneously. I'm Lynn Hatter. One plan requires hotels and massage parlor employees to get training on how to spot human trafficking and to post signs about it in their businesses. The measures also require a Johns registry where people convicted of buying sex would be listed. The idea is to curb the supply by cracking down on the demand. Democratic Senator Kevin Rader asked Pasco County Sheriff's Corporal Alan Wilkett how to eliminate sex trafficking during a recent presentation.
If I could snap my fingers, what would you want in the state of Florida to minimize or eradicate human trafficking in the state?
Going after the buyers.
That registry has concerned some victim advocates who worry it could backfire. In addition to Johns, people who recruit others and are found guilty of solicitation would be included on the registry, even if they're victims themselves. Christine Hanavan with the Sex Worker Outreach Project has raised the issue in previous hearings.
We're criminalizing people, and then we're trying to go back and vacate. And there are many, many people who would not identify as victims of trafficking who are going to be criminalized by this law.
The measures began as attempts to curb sex trafficking in hotels. They were later changed to include massage parlors in the wake of the high-profile arrest of Patriots football team owner Robert Kraft. He and dozens of others were charged with solicitation of prostitution. More than 100 other people are facing similar charges in a similar but unrelated case. Those stings are adding to the urgency to measures by Republican Senator Gail Harrell and Representative Toby Overdorf.
This recently came to the front page in my hometown, where hundreds of men were arrested for solicitation within massage parlors. These parlors were found to have multiple women, even foreign nationals, smuggled into our country for one thing: sex slavery.
The bills create a mandatory jail sentence of 30 days for people convicted of soliciting human trafficking victims. There is no requirement that the offender knew the person being solicited was a victim. Lynn Barletta is with the advocacy group Catch the Wave of Hope.
And I feel we must send a message to users that solicitation of any child or any adult is a horrendous crime. And so I want to note that most victims are not prostitutes. The majority of victims are trafficked because they are there through force, fraud, or coercion.
Republican Representative David Santiago believes the penalties should be higher.
But I think Florida should send an even stronger message than 30 days. I would support a minimum of 120 days in jail for this, to send a clear message to everyone, send a message to the world.
The efforts come as Florida continues to be ranked among the top states for human and sexual trafficking. While there are no known figures as to the number of victims, the National Human Trafficking Hotline's most recent data notes Florida ranks third in the nation for reported cases of human trafficking. During the first 6 months of 2018, the hotline received 367 human trafficking cases from Florida. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.